So I just got off the train, and whilst in Milton Keynes Station, I decided to fill in an accident report for what happened to me, and my arse is still hurting, so is my cricky neck and my dodgy back. I thought I'd fill in the accident report from what happened this morning at 9:50 a.m. as the train pulled into the station, and I slipped on the very wet ground inside the station trying to get the train. Now, I loathe the litigious state that society has got to, but I thought if I get an accident report to state that it happens and make sure they log the copious amounts of CCTV footage that's all over the station, then it should stand me in good stead if I want to claim off my household insurance for the very bent and damaged MacBook Pro, which was in my bag that, to a certain extent, broke my fall. Not very well, I must admit. Scalding coffee over my arm, and I didn't know, not sure if I mentioned it at the time, but my cheek was burning. I wasn't sure if it's because I banged my face, or I'm guessing because I spilled boiling coffee over my face. And to top it all, I've stunk of coffee all day. So my Scotty vest, thankfully, with the removable sleeves, even rinsed, still stinks a bit, but it was nice to be able to take the wet sleeves off. So I asked to see the station manager, who is called down from her very cool warm office and gave me a very frosty response, without saying anything, but a kind of a what do you want look. I explained to her, London Midland runs a station at Milton Keynes. I said, earlier on I had an accident. Oh God, was the look in her eyes. And I slipped over, I just wanted to make sure it was reported. Well, I'll have to get the accident book then. Well, yeah, that would be great. What time did it happen? 9:50 a.m. Why didn't you report it then? I was getting on a train. I got on a train. I just wanted to get on the train. It cost me £100 for the ticket. I thought I better get on the train. And she tutted and wandered off and left me waiting for ages while she went and got the accident book. She came back with the accident book. And there was a little bit of a change in her demeanour, as if she suddenly thought, hang on, I better be a bit nicer about this. And then she was grilling me for questions. Name, address, age, date of birth, phone number, what happened? This happened. And I told her exactly what I've just said. Any witnesses? Yeah, there was a few witnesses. I didn't stop to get their names. Why not? I didn't think to stop and get their names. I'd just fallen over and I wanted to get on the train that cost me £100 to go to Manchester and back. Surely I don't need witnesses, because there was about 6 CCTV cameras pointing at me. Oh, well, that's different. Well, what's different? We need witnesses. Why do you need witnesses? We just need witnesses. I didn't have any witnesses. People saw it. They all saw me fall over. It was embarrassing. Do you delete your CCTV footage? Oh, no, no, we don't delete that. Good. Then you've got the CCTV footage. Guess what time? 9:50. The train was just pulling into the station. It was on time. That's why I remember the time. I was in shock. So she filled the details out. Why, she insisted on. It's CCTV Society. What is it there for? What do the signs say on the wall? There for your security, there for your protection. Not there as a witness, as an alibi to what happened to me on your wet floors. And I looked around, no, there was no indication of wet floors. But coming home today, I saw a yellow cone on the floors. And what did the yellow cone say? Cleaning in progress. Didn't say anything about wet floors. There was no cleaners either. So whether it was an afterthought, I don't know. Anyway, it's really left a bit of a bitter taste in my mouth, because she was, I don't know, treated me as guilty for falling over on their floor. Maybe I am, for being stupid enough to stop and ask to fill in the accident book report, which I wouldn't normally bother with, but I thought, no, I'll do the right thing for once. I hate forms. I really do hate forms. It's something I've got. If there's formophobia, I've probably got it. Anyway, I'm going to go and have a hot bath. And I hear that single malt whiskey is very, very good for loosening the muscles around a potential spinal injury, which you'll hear about soon enough. Maybe not, but who knows. Thanks for listening to my rant. I feel a whole lot better.